if you talk about something like jam, except it has a little more consistency, it has a, it's a, not jam, but something else you put on toast.
Jelly?
Sure. And then the two shakers you have at the table.
It's salt and pepper.
Right. And there are some apples on the table.
Applesauce?
Well, no, they're just a pile of them. And you want one from somebody, a stack of them. You might ask someone, please give.
Have you an apple?
You want someone, you will say, please give.
Give me an apple?
Yeah, okay. Or give.
Yeah. Give John an apple.
Sure, we're talking about some boys, and I say, these boys? And you say, no. Not these boys.
But these boys over here.
Not these boys, but the
boys over here.
Not these, but the.
The boys over here.
You say them boys or those boys?
Well, that's them boys. Those boys would be correct. You use them boys.
You might say. And if something's, you want to ask you, where is, where's the courthouse? And you say, oh, the courthouse is right over.
Right across over there.
Yeah, might you use over
yonder?
Yeah.
Right over yonder.
Over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and if you're showing me how to do something, say, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
All right, and the opposite of rich is
poor.
All right, and we're talking about a man who doesn't have much, money. You'd say, talking about that man having a hard life, and you might say, a man poor has a hard life.
Mm-hmm.
What would you put in there between a man?
Well,
like more likely to say a man that's right. Poor or a man what's poor, which sounds more natural to you. A man that's poor has a hard life, or a man who's poor has a hard life.
Well, you'd say a man that's poor has a
sure.
hard life.
Now we're talking about I talk about a man owning an orchard,
mm-hmm.
And I'd say, which man owns the orchard? You say he's the man.
Mm-hmm.
Would you finish that sentence and say, he's the man who owns the orchard?
He's the man the orchard belongs to.
Yeah, okay, that would be one way to say it, but if you're going to say, would you say he's the man that owns the orchard, or he's the man who owns the orchard, or he's the man as owns the orchard?
I'd say he's the man that owns the orchard.
Okay, and I'd say, are you a doctor? You say, no, I'm not a doctor, but I have a brother.
A doctor.
Who
is a doctor?
Okay. And the center of a cherry is called the center of a cherry.
He got a seed in there, of course.
Yeah, in the center of a peach.
He got a seed, of course.
All right, and a peach that separates freely from it.
He's an open stone.
All right, and one that doesn't separate.
He's a clean stone.
Okay, and the center of an apple.
It has a core.
All right, now, did you ever hear of pieces of dried apple called anything?
Oh, yeah, well, let's see. Dried peach and dried apple, that's all ever I heard them call it.
Dried apple. And some nuts that grow underground.
It's peanuts.
All right. And a nut, and did you ever call them anything else?
Goobers.
Okay. And the, this nut that grows up in a tree, it has a large kind of green, puffy outer covering, and then inside is a hard covering. What kind of nuts grow around?
Oh. Oh, we don't have any kind of nuts around here except we have walnuts,
Mm-hmm.
Black walnut.
Yeah.
That's the highest flavored nut I ever eat, is a black walnut.
Okay. Now, what do you call that hard?
I don't know. What
would you call it, a hull or a shell or a...
Well, we call it the hull, the outside.
Okay, and then would you call the inside the shell or the burr or something?
The outside's the shell. The inside is... I don't know.
Okay. Well, but sometimes they call it the burr, and sometimes they call it